Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Heart and Soul, the radio show dedicated to all things BDSM. My name is Mistress Alisa. I'm a dominatrix, BDSM counselor, and life coach. Listen, you've got questions, and I've got answers. And I'll be talking to you from my heart and soul. Hello, everyone. This is Mistress Alisa. Thank you for joining me for another episode of Heart and Soul. I do need to... Heart and Soul is live. Let's put that on Twitter. Okay. Today we are going to be talking about men and their erections. Let me read the little synopsis that I have here. There is much more to being a man than having an erection or having a dick for that point. But today, we are talking specifically about erections. What do you want to do with the erection now that you have it? What are you going to do once your erection is gone? Societies around the globe have long taught men that being a man lies and the simple fact that he has a penis. And the narrative goes on to teach men that everything that they need to know about being a man is wrapped up in what he does once he has an erection. I am here to set the record straight about men and their erect penises. I haven't said it on this show, but I have another show that I do where I talk about, you know, sex and relationships. And one of the things that I talk about there often is that men are slaves to their dicks. I imagine that at some point, you know, someone is going to get really angry with me saying that, and I just imagine, you know, whatever. They'll act like they caught me in saying something horrible, and all men should do hashtag, you know, not my penis or whatever. At some point, I know that someone is going to hear this and go, how dare she say such a thing? But if we could just be honest about the fact that men serve their dick. Whatever their dicks tell them to do, this is what you're going to do. If your dick tells you that, you know, you need to marry her, not because you love her, but because you think that sex might be good with her, then you'll marry her. If your dick tells you that, you know, you need to hire that woman because she's a lonely single parent and you know, she's sexy and you can take her away on trips and you might be able to get a little action. Like, the number of things that I see men making decisions about based on their dicks, but they'll call it something else. You know, of course, they'll call it mentoring, or they will call it, I'm just a nice guy. I really like to look out for people. Oh, that's a part of my ministry. Yeah. When peel back the layers and see what's going on with men and your behavior, if you could just be honest with yourselves and understand, oh, I see, I'm a slave to my dick. Now, what does that mean? What does that look like? Excuse me. What are you going to do with that information? Okay? So it's not just the fact that you have a dick. It's the fact that when that dick becomes erect, now, especially if you're listening to this episode because you are a sex porn or masturbation addict, now things will start to come together a bit more clearly for you, because now what you're starting to understand is you're not making decisions based on what's good for you or what your truth is or what's right for your family or your legacy or your job or your company. You're not making decisions based on those things. Men are slaves to their dicks, especially when they cross that line of becoming a sex porn or masturbation addict. Excuse me. So I want men to understand that if we are talking about what makes you a man, I want to touch on that today. What makes you a man? It's about much more than the fact that you've got a penis and that your penis can become erect. Men, to think about this. How did you get that erection? Stay with me here. Pay attention to this. How did you get that erection? Were you thinking about someone, fantasizing about someone, walking around behind someone in the grocery store, trying to rub one out secretly? How did you get that erection? The thing for sex porn and masturbation addicts is your dick will become so fatigued, so desensitized, so tired of your antics that it will just, you know, tap out. It'll just be like, yeah, I'm bored. I don't want that. Yeah, I'm bored. I don't like that anymore. I need something different. It becomes desensitized to you, and so it doesn't respond to the normal stimuli that you would give it. So what happens is, because you worship your dick, your dick is more important to you than anything or anyone. Because of that, you want your dick to be erect. Why? Because in your mind, an erect dick means, oh, a dick that's closer to receiving pleasure. But it's more than just pleasure. It's about what that erect dick says to you about who you are as a man. Don't believe me? Then think about this. You as a guy can be horny as fuck. Horny as hell. Yeah, you're jerking in your dick, tugging it off, and you get really close. Someone, you know, knocks on the door, or they interrupt you or something. Something happens, and your dick goes back to sleep. Now, a part of you is sexually frustrated, but I believe that a part of that experience for a man is also the frustration of not seeing his horniness manifested. There's something about seeing and feeling your horniness manifested that really feeds the male ego. Question is, what did you do to feed that male ego? How did you get the erection? Now, this is going to give you a great deal of insight into who you are as a man. What were you watching? Who were you thinking about? What were you doing? This is where men start crossing that line, and they start going over into these dark spaces where they lose themselves. It's not about what you did with your dick in the end, I believe. I believe that it has more to do with what you were doing to become aroused. What kind of narrative are you giving yourself, story that you are believing in order to wake yourself up or to wake your dick up? Because this is where men start becoming addicts This is where you feed your addiction. This is where your addiction becomes a monster. You guys will focus on what led you to orgasm. What got you to the finish line? I don't focus on that so much. I focus on how did you become erect? Because the way that you become erect will have a lot to do with the way that you remain erect and the way that you find sexual gratification, the way that you end up enjoying or experiencing sexual gratification. Follow me here. Stay with me. How did you get the erection? Well, if you were talking to a woman that you really like and she was appealing to you and she caught your attention and she looked beautiful and she smelled nice and her hair was bouncy or whatever it is that you like for her hair to do. So she's ticking all of those boxes. Now, here's the thing. For those of you who struggle with sex, porn, and masturbation addictions, is at some point that woman stops being a woman and she becomes an object. So right then and there, in that moment, you are serving your dick. You want and you need for your dick to wake up. Excuse me. You are desperate for your dick to wake up. Why? Because you're chasing the orgasm. It's all about you and your pleasure, you and getting off, you and what you want and what you've told yourself that you need and what you've told yourself that you are entitled to. So it all starts with the erection. What kind of narrative are you pushing? What do you sell your dick? What are you telling your dick that it's getting? Oh, you're getting triple D titties. You're getting, you know, a really wet vagina. You're getting this. And, oh, she's bubbly and she's got, you know, pitch black hair or blonde hair. Whatever it is that you're feeding your dick, you need to know that that is short-lived. How did you get that erection? Well, that shit works today. Uh-huh. It works today. But, listen, I know enough about men and the way that you operate that what works today is not going to work in a couple of weeks. If your addiction is bad enough, it's not going to work in a couple of days. Some of you have gone through so many of the kinks and fetishes that your dick is just like, oh, yawn, I'm bored. So you end up reaching for some really dark shit you have to do to get your dick hard. This is where you need to start paying attention to yourself as a man. Because whatever it is that you are promising your dick in order to get it to become erect so that you can really worship your dick and really make your dick your god, and I'm using that for a reason. That kind of wording, basically what I'm saying is you make your dick more important than anything. You make your erection more important than anything. So if you have to go to the dark web because you've burned out on everything that there is to see on Pornhub, and now you're reaching for the dark web, you'll do it because it's worth it. Because you have to get your dick off, right? No matter what, you have to get your dick off. The next question that I asked was, what do you want to do with the erection now that you have it? You see, because you have to keep the narrative going. If you told your dick that it was going to get X, Y, and Z, you can't suddenly switch over in your fantasy to something that is less extreme. In fact, you have to give your dick something that is even more shocking, something even more enticing along the lines of that initial promise. If that's what it took to get your dick to wake up, then that's what it's going to take for you to keep that erection. So what do you want to do with that erection? Now you are interacting with that thing or those things, those people, those situations. And I'm not even going to start listing some of this dark shit. You need to face the demons that are inside of you, the demons that are inside of yourself. You need to face them. I don't need to start, you know, calling things out and being too specific. That's not what will help you. And that's not what I do here. Okay, I know that there are men who will pretend that they are getting help when really what they are doing is just feeding your addictions. You see, I'm way ahead of you. So I'm not going to give you specific examples because I'm not here to feed your addiction. I'm here to help you with it, convince your dick to wake up because it's tired of you. It's bored with you. It's desensitized to 90% of the shit that you do. So what did you have to do to your dick to convince it to wake up? I have seen men so fucking horny and so desperate that they're just like jerking off for hours, teasing and denying, and they can't get over, you know, over the hump. They can't get their dick to orgasm. Why? It's tired of you. You've probably jerked on it 4 or 5 times that day. Now, I know that some men have really high sex drives, and to me, it's a beautiful thing when you have someone who just naturally, you know, physically has a really high sex drive. I'm not talking about those men. I'm talking about men who are really working the hell out of their dicks to try to get one more orgasm because you need it. Why do you need it? Because you can't face yourself. Because you don't want to face real life. Because, you know, the voids are there, the emptiness, the sadness, the loneliness are all there. And you need this orgasm just to escape what is really bothering you, even if it is just for a minute. That's problematic. Here's another question that I asked in the synopsis. What are you going to do once your erection is gone? Or basically, once you have satisfied your sexual urges, what do you do? Well, there will be some of you who will do whatever you can to try to, you know, wait 15 minutes and then come back to that sexual space and see if you can get another one out. That's someone who's really deep in their addiction. There will be those of you who will, you know, if you've called a sex worker, excuse me, if you went to a sex worker, if you're on with a cam girl, what you guys will do is you tend to hate and despise that person just as much as you hate and despise yourself. But once they are no longer of service to you, what you guys like to do is just discard them like trash. Oh, you're done with her. And so you hang up or you put your clothes on and you get out of there. And now what's happening is you are faced with yourself, your sadness, your loneliness, your disappointment in yourself, your disgust, and sometimes it's even self-hatred. So what are you going to do once you are sexually, you know, satisfied? Here's what I want to do with these questions. I want you men to understand, yes, I want you to go through and answer these questions and answer them like you normally would, right? Like you normally would. What's your normal situation? The reason for the questions is not to judge you, and it's not to make you judge yourself or to make you feel badly about yourself. This is actually an assignment that I give to my clients. Stay with me here. I'll show you. So, how did you get that erection? In other words, what triggered you? Well, if you were in the grocery store and you saw someone beautiful and you got turned on, or you decided to start rubbing yourself so that you could get turned on, there's a conversation that needs to be had there. The conversation needs to be about you being self-entitled, you being predatory. Yeah, and I don't use that word lightly, but that's some predatory bullshit. You having a predatory nature, you feeling entitled to that woman's body, that even though she's gone, or even if she's not gone, you're walking behind her, acting out and doing this kind of shit. There needs to be a conversation that's centered around you, not your dick, but what is problematic about your thinking. What is problematic about the way that you are thinking that allows you to act in that way, and that allows you to justify it to yourself? Because that behavior is disgusting. It's unacceptable. I mean, that's one level of predatory behavior. You are grooming yourself for another level of predatory behavior. And, you know, for men who do shit like this, I would say, how long have you been doing this? Now, some of you are, it's weird. There are some men who listen to me because they like my voice, they see me as a challenge, you know, they want to send me pictures and, you know, they want to do that stupid shit, the stupid guy thing. So they're not really listening to get help. However, there are men who listen because they are trying to understand what is broken inside of them and how to fix it. Now, if that is how you're truly listening, then understand that the problem is not your addiction. The problem is with the brokenness and the hurt and the frag inside of you that have you running to your addiction as a crutch. What is it about you that when you see, and this is just an example, what is it about you that when you see this woman that you don't want to approach her and, you know, introduce yourself and say, I saw you and I just think you're absolutely beautiful. And I was wondering if you're free, you know, if you're not dating or in a relationship, are you interested in going out? Could I take you out sometime? Or could I, you know, could I give you my number if you're free? Something like that. Why is the guy going from I see her to I'm entitled to jerking off to her body? I'm entitled. I deserve this. I'm not doing anything wrong, even though I'm doing this in public. Again, this is the example that I'm using. Here's another common response to the question of how did you get the erection? Or when did you become triggered? Oh, I was at work. Something happened at work, and I got triggered, and, you know, I felt frustrated. Okay, well, let's talk through those emotions. Because you see, the thing that they don't teach you about you and your erection, society doesn't teach you this, books don't teach you this, movies don't teach you this, the thing they don't tell you about your erection is a manifestation of some sort of feeling or emotion that you have. Now, sometimes it's a feeling or emotion. Sometimes it's just biological. You're just, whoops, I need to close Skype. Sometimes you are just physically horny. What they try to get you to believe as men is that if you are horny, then it's physical. You need to do something about it. You're entitled. Get your rocks off. That's not true. Men need to understand every single human emotion that you feel is processed through your dick, not your heart, not your soul. men are more and more conditioning, shaping, and molding themselves to look to their dick if they are sad, if they are lonely, if they are happy, if they are frustrated, if they are stressed out. So you got the guy who got triggered at work. What does he normally do when he gets triggered at work? Well, I felt like I wasn't good enough. The deadline was pushed. Which way is it? Pushed back? Pushed forward? It was pulled back. The project is due sooner than it was supposed to happen. Then they said that it would be originally. And so now we are just going to be working around the clock. I don't know if this is going to come together. Or my boss yelled at me and he was disrespectful and I hate my job. Those are the types of things that men will experience. And instead of facing life, facing that moment, they internalize it, they run to the crutch. What is the crutch? That simple. I would like for men to start to understand, especially for those who are struggling with sex, porn, and masturbation addictions, your horniness is not the problem. Not even in the slightest. The problem is that you are not in correct relationship with yourself. And so what do men do when they're not in good relationship with themselves? They use orgasms. They use women's bodies or whoever's bodies they are attracted to. You use those body parts to have that immediate gratification, which is superficial. It's not long-lasting. It's not fulfilling. You use people to get off. So you're empty. They're empty. You don't have that connection that you need. And so everything is about emptiness. Everything is about me, 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 me. That is what society teaches men to do with their dicks. Make sure you have an erection. Do something good with it. You know, oh, if you get horny as hell all the time, that's your God-given right as a man. No, it's not. Stop the bullshit. Stop the madness. Stop the lies. And learn how to be in good relationship with yourself. Let's put some music on. The music thing is always weird to me. Is that it? I think that's it. Okay, for those of you who would like to learn more about me and what it is that I do, you can visit my website at alisacoaches.com. That's A-L-I-S-A coaches. Coaches.com. I do have a special on my website where you can speak with me for your very first hour for $25. So what you can do if you're interested in that is you can send me a message. You can send me a message through my website. I've got a little voicemail widget, little icon on the right hand side. It's a green button. You can send me a message and let me know that you're interested in that special, and I will make sure that you're able to take advantage of it if you are a first time caller. For those of you who would like to support me and my show, you can do so through my Buy Me a Coffee. So go to alisacoaches.com and my Buy Me a Coffee is right down there at the bottom of the page. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you guys. And for those of you who are sincerely on your journey to being free from sex, porn, and masturbation addictions, I wish you all the best. Know that it is possible to be free. You've got to do the work. You've got to face yourself. You've got to face your demons. This whole thing of white-knuckling it and no-fapping, those things will get you short-term gains, but it's not the way to really heal addiction. It isn't. Not sexual, not addictions of a sexual nature. Best of luck to you guys. Take care, and I will see you next time.